guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, with President of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, another one of those, we saw corn lower all day, I think pretty much on lower oil prices and ethanol concerns. Soybeans and wheat kind of chopped around here today.
Yeah, there was some talk of some Asian demand, possibly even China, and some hard red winter wheat cargo as a basis has firmed up 30, 40 cents down in the Gulf. And I don't know if you're watching the March contracts when they went off the board, but that Kansas City was, you know, bid pretty strong in that March, the last few days it was on the board. So a little bit of that going on. There is some wheat concerns around the world, too. Western Europe is too wet, France, Germany. They said the other day they were going to be down 7, 8 million tons lower on that of a crop. And then Eastern Europe, Russia, Ukraine's been extremely warm the last month, way above normal temperatures for this time of year. Some areas not even freezing at night the last couple of weeks. But now they're supposed to get down in the teens and 20s, and that wheat's is developed quite along. It's, you know, freezing is going to be a concern over there the whole spring.
Still some fundamental news going on then, huh?
Yeah, and then a noon update today, our weather guy looks for the whole Midwest of the U.S., especially the northern plains where we're at, to be, you know, wetter than normal and maybe even last into May again, which should be a repeat of last year, which nobody wants to see.
Yeah, that's right. Livestock markets, sell-off just continues there, or volatility continues.
Oh, volatility is crazy. We had about $8 trading range in those front months of April live cattle day, ended up closing near limit down 4.25. June's down 382, but, you know, the cash price is hanging around at 109, 110. Box beef spiked yesterday. If you go to the grocery stores in the bigger cities, they're cleaning the meat counters right out. So there is demand for the product as the boxes went up yesterday, but it's just the uncertainty and the volatility, and, you know, nobody wants to put a bid in for anything too big right during these conditions.
Well, that's for sure. And then especially, too, when nobody knows how long this will last. I mean, I think that's probably the bigger unknown than anything else.
Yeah, it's the uncertainty. And like I said, everybody, the buy side is kind of frozen up, and it's not good. The other big thing, I don't know if you've been watching it, the Canadian dollar has just imploded to the downside. We're down almost 2 cents in that Canadian dollar again today, down at 68.5 cents U.S., and that's the lowest that's been since late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, not only that, but you get the U.S. dollar up some 200 points, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a double whammy, so yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Again, you mentioned the oil. We did see a little bit of a draw in gasoline and diesel fuel, small build in crude, but, you know, we're getting down to the, you know, how much downside is left at $20 crude. So I don't know how much is left to the downside, but any end users, airlines, trucking companies should be looking in the price, you know, a few years use down here if possible. It's just crazy cheap.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.